Thank you, Dr. Thorndike. And so I see guest 12 had a follow-up question. What should be included in a 504 plan?
Well, those are some of the things that we were starting to mention before, and one of our guests commented about having frequent trips to the bathroom, part of that 504 plan. I think you really want to, encourage families to think about what is the specific situation for their child, and what do they need the schools to do in order to make it work better for their child. So certainly, if there's a medication that's being taken, and what time and what dose, that might be part of the 504. Access to the bathroom as frequently as needed, scheduled trips to the bathroom. You know, one of the things that often happens for children with encopresis is that they may have an accident at school, and unfortunately they may not be the first person to realize it. It may be a teacher who recognizes from odor or appearance, and so is there a way that that teacher can communicate that information to the student, even though the teacher may be, up and, teaching class? Can they have a hand signal? Could the teacher, pass a note to that student and ask them to take it up to the school nurse, and that's kind of their signal or their way of communicating to have the child go and get cleaned up and change clothes? There really are any number of things that can go into a 504 plan depending on what that child's difficulty is and what modifications or changes could be made to help that child be more successful at school.
Thank you, Dr. Thorndike. I have another question that's come in via email. So the writer says, I feel like I don't know what happens at school. My child hates talking about anything and everything to do with encopresis. When I ask her how things went at school, she says, fine. But when she gets off the school bus, I can smell the odor from an accident. So I know there must be problems. How can I be more involved with what's actually happening at the school?
It really is quite common that children with encopresis do not want to talk about what's going on. It can certainly be frustrating, or at times it can feel embarrassing. And so kids sometimes really don't want to talk about it, and they don't want to talk about their experience at school. But I find that teachers often have a good sense, or at least some teachers have a good sense of what's going on at school, and so they may be a way to try to get more information. So again, this kind of goes back to that point of communicating with the schools and the importance of being connected with the schools to find out what's going on. They may know if the child is being teased or if other kids are picking up on it, or just what, some of those difficulties are, so that you as the parent can try to strategize with the teachers and also with your child about, what kind of changes may need to be made. So, I just often tell families it's not unusual that a child with encopresis doesn't want to talk about it, and yet, not necessarily to stop there, to really try to get more information and then try to strategize based on that information.
Thank you, Dr. Thorndike. So guest 8, I can see you're making some really great comments there about things that you've been doing with an aide. If it's all right, I'm going to unmute you and you can share some of that information and talk with Dr. Thorndike again.
For the person who was asking about what to put in a 504 plan, I'm no expert. Our plan is new, but some of the things that we put in that we're finding to be helpful, we have scheduled bathroom breaks. We have extra test time if she needs to get up and leave during a test and therefore has less time to finish it. She's allowed to have makeup time. This is especially important for kids who get older and have standardized state tests where you're not allowed to leave the room. But with a 504 plan that provides for scheduled breaks, you can. The aid that the school provided, it's part of the school system that if you have a medical condition, apparently you're entitled to the help of an aide. She has a backpack that she keeps just for my daughter that has extra clothes. It has disinfecting wipes. It has toilet wipes. It has soft toilet paper. It has air freshener. We try to put in everything that might help the bathroom experience be better because there isn't a private bathroom. They're not clean. Girls peek under the stalls. So the aid is supposed to, you know, try to deal with those factors.
So, well, thank you very much for sharing your experience, Guest A. I can see that guest 13 was asking, does You Can Poop Too have some of this information actually in the program, and does it help share some of the information about schools at all?
There is, within You Can Poop Too, there's a whole module that is dedicated to dealing with schools, and so it will address some of these issues, and it raises some of the concerns that often happen at schools, and then also proposes different solutions or strategies to try, and I certainly appreciate what Guest 8 had to share as well about her specific experience with the 504, and certainly some of that information can be found within You Can Poop Too as well. And I'll also add that there was an article that recently came out, and for any guests who are interested in, they could email us at You Can Poop Too, and we can kind of share the name of the article and that reference, and they could look into getting it further. But it was all about managing encopresis in the elementary school setting, and there's some great recommendations in there as well, and parents may want to take that to schools to kind of advocate for their child as well. But, yes, You Can Poop Too does have some detailed information about working with schools.
That's great. So guest 14 had a question. What should we do about accidents at school? Because it seems my son does not even realize he's had an accident at school.
Yes, unfortunately, as we were talking about a little bit ago, you know, one of the parts of encopresis is failure to recognize that odor. The children with encopresis really become accustomed to that odor and no longer recognize that smell, even though many of the people around the child may notice it. And so there really needs to be a system of letting the child know that there's been an accident so that they can go and get cleaned up and change clothes and, you know, maybe use that backpack that Guest 8 was just speaking of that her daughter has found quite helpful. And so that may, you know, that means really working with the teacher. If the teacher is going to probably be the person to recognize that odor or smell, can the, you know, teacher have a hand signal with that child, or can the teacher, you know, pass a note to the child and ask them to go up to the front office and get something, and that's kind of their cue or their language in order to help the child be excused from the class and excused from the classroom activities in order to get cleaned up.
Thank you very much for that question. I think our last email question of the evening is that the school nurse thinks we're giving my son too much Miralax, and she says we shouldn't be giving such a high dose. What should I share with the nurse?
Well, I think, you know, school nurses in general are often well-intentioned, and so they may see a dose or they may see an amount that is surprising to them or different than what they have, you know, typically seen. So, I kind of go back to that earlier point of trying to educate the entire team of support for the child. There's some information in You Can Poop Too. There's one of the kind of letters to the doctors. And you know, sharing that information with the school nurse may be helpful as well. But basically, kind of going back to the point of this is part of how we're managing encopresis, and you may need a letter from your physician sharing that, you know, this is what is recommended, and to please implement it as it is being prescribed. And, you know, again, that's where that 504 plan may come in and be helpful if, you know, one of the accommodations that's written is to take the medication as specified, then, you know, then the school nurse really is to follow that guidance.
And so, Dr. Thorndike, what if the teacher, the school nurse, don't even know what encopresis is? You know, they just say that the child is being difficult, and then it's probably just a behavior problem.
You know, I think it goes back to thinking about that particular teacher and how they might best receive information, but really they need to be educated about what's going on. And so, you know, you can pull information, you know, from the You Can Poop Too website or from other resources that you have. a letter from the physician to really explain that encapresis is a medical problem that requires medical and behavioral treatment in order to improve, that it is not a child being difficult, it's not a child being lazy, it's not a child who just doesn't want to take the time to use the restroom, that it's a real medical problem and needs real help, including help at school. And so, you know, consider the specific situation you're in and what is the best way to try to educate those people who are involved in educating your child.
Well, I just want to thank all of our guests and participants tonight, including Dr. Frances Thorndike. Thank you very much for all your time. And we look forward to you participating on the next Encapresis Experts community call. Thank you again.
Thank you for joining. Mm-hmm.